It was a beautiful wooden footpath surrounded by trees in the Northern California foothills, and I held her hand. It sounds romantic, but it wasn't. The hand I was holding was my mother's. Mom is in her 80s now, not too sure of her footing. It was a family outing. My young nephew and niece ran ahead, and as we walked along the rickety boardwalk, Mom reached out and grasped my hand to steady her slow, stiff walking. We walked along painfully slowly. I realized how frail she had become and how small and fragile her hand seemed. And, out of nowhere, hazy memories began returning uninvited. I'm 4 years old and Mom is holding my hand as we cross the busy San Francisco street. Mom holding my hand on the first day of kindergarten. I'm 10 in the emergency room after a Little League baseball hit me, and Mom is holding my hand while the doctor stitches. As we walk, I remember and wonder how this reversal happened. Somehow my tiny hand has become the big, strong one, and hers the tiny one to be held across the street. Holding her small hand, I think of the many small hands I've held through my years as a teacher. All those field trips and every year one timid kid clutching tightly to my hand through drafty museums and crowded buses. Mom and I inch our way over the boardwalk. I realize that few acts have such a positive effort-to-reward ratio as holding a hand, so much comfort, connection, and courage given with so little energy spent. There's something basic about holding a hand. As Arizona Congresswoman Giffords lay in a coma, not all visitors spoke to her, but they all squeezed her hand. Mom and I reach the end of the boardwalk, and I can tell she is grateful for the steady grasp. And it dawns on me that this is really why all of us are here, to lend a hand along the journey, whether it's through life or just to the end of the rickety boardwalk. And in a world that sometimes seems filled with sadness, maybe the simple human act of holding a hand is how all of us find our way along the path. With a perspective, I'm Richard Swerdlow.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.